All right. Well, again, it is good to see you today. It is good to have this time with you. I know that we have a few that are absent. We'll keep them in prayer. We miss them. I do pray God is with them and filling them with joy at this same time. And I'll ask that you this morning turn with me to James chapter 1. We're going to begin a little study in James. James, the brother of Jesus, had some words to write. We're going to begin reading in chapter 1 at verse number 2. Please stand with me in honor of God's word this morning. James chapter 1, beginning in verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete and lacking nothing. Father, we thank you so much for this day. Lord, we thank you for your words that teach us and strengthen us and point us to see things, Lord, that we tend to forget and overlook or might think we're excluded from having to experience. But Father, we know we face everything in life. But you have promised to be with us and to strengthen us and to guide us and to keep our hearts from being troubled and our minds from contemplating things that just weigh us down if we turn to you. And so, Father, I ask that you strengthen us in this time and help us to see what patience is about and that it comes with good lessons and with good purpose from you. Father, we ask it to your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Be seated, please. You ever been in a moment when you wondered if the trial would ever end? When is this going to be over? How much more do I have to put up with? How many of you have ever felt that way in a job? You just, you know, you in one moment, you know you got to work, but in the next moment you're thinking, I don't have to work here. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? When will this trial ever end? James has a really good word for all of us. He says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. He didn't say that we wouldn't ever find a trial. He said there's going to be more than one and they're going to be various in nature. But count it joy whenever you find yourself in a trial. Because it is good for us. It strengthens us. How many of us have ever used this term, iron sharpens iron? We understand what that means. We understand that in order for us to be stronger in faith, we need to face challenges to our faith. We need to understand better and more deeply and more broadly the truth of God's words. And the only way we can ever grow in these ways, the only way we can ever get off the milk and start chewing on the meat is to put ourselves in it, put ourselves out into the world. Show the world that we are believers in Jesus Christ and try to explain to them why. Try to share to them the need for them to have the same faith or to at least investigate. The only way we become stronger in our faith is if we live in our faith. We have to walk in it every day. We have to trust in Christ. We have to believe in Him and trust in Him. And He will not let us down. And sometimes, when we're facing that trial and we're believing in Christ and trusting in Christ, we have to wait on Christ. How many of you love to wait on Christ? We have to learn how to be a patient people. And that takes practice. You know, I heard a long time ago, many of you have heard this too, don't ever pray for patience. Because the only way you learn patience is to go through the trial. That requires you to have patience. This is one of those gifts. I'm asking God, Lord, just give me patience. Don't help me learn it. Just give it to me, right? I don't need to learn patience. I just need to have it. You know, patience is a wonderful thing to have. I do see some people that are wonderfully patient in so many situations. I think about teachers who handle the smallest children to the oldest children and how they can be patient with them. It's, you know, you think about children, when they lose focus, it's on then, right? Whatever else is over there, that's what's on. Not what they're trying to be taught, what they need to be focusing on. And some people have such patience that they can keep them focused and then regain their focus and guide them and help them and grow them. Same thing with older children. How about at work? When we face issues in work and we have expectations for something to be done a certain way or for something to come our way even, and it never shows up and we just get impatient. Can I be honest with you? I struggle with these things. Don't you struggle with these things? I see people having patience and I think, man, look how wonderful they're handling that. I think I'm going to show them what the other side looks like now. You know? And I put my cape on and I step out there. But that's not what God calls us to do or to be like in life. He calls us to be a patient people. In fact, James says we should count it joy when we fall into the various trials in our life. And Paul says in Romans 15, listen to these words, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. We have Scripture to teach us about being patient people, having that patience that's needed to get through life every day. Learning that promises are made and sometimes delayed in being received. And you don't get from this moment of receiving a promise to getting the promise fulfilled without having patience, traveling between both of those points. And the Scripture is given to us to teach us about patience and the comfort that is coming, because if it's a promise we're waiting on from God especially, guess what? It's coming. And I am walking in my belief in Christ and I'm walking in my trust in Christ. I know He will never fail me. But what's really interesting is Paul continues there. He says, now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus. Did you know that God was the God of patience? You ever thought about that? God is the God of patience and comfort. God is our Father in heaven, who is like that teacher that can sit down with those children and keep their focus, regain their focus, and to grow and to mold and to shape. And God wants us to be like Him. And if He's a God of patience, we ought to be a people of patience. We need to learn that patience is expected. It's not something that's just nice to have. It is something we are meant to have and to grow in. Patience. He even says it like this. May the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus. And how many of us know the patience of Christ? We see in Scripture how He loved and how He helped and how He healed. And He expects us to walk in this life faithfully following Him in the same manner that He walked before us. As a people who love God in heaven, as a people who love each other, as a people who are patient with each other. And if I can, I'd like to categorize this a little bit for you. Patience can be dealing with different things. Patience helping a child is a lot different than me learning to accept what God puts in my life and be happy with it. Don't you think? There's a big difference there. Because sometimes we begin to think, well, I don't deserve this. Well, what else do we deserve, by the way? Did Christ deserve the cross? Did Christ deserve people spitting at Him and mocking Him? Did He deserve to be scourged? Did He deserve to be hung from a cross because He helped people? And people still do these things to Him now, figuratively through their speech and their writings and their actions, their hatred of God. But we as His people should be walking in love and in patience one with another, like the mind of Christ is in us and living in us and speaking through us. Because when we see the wrong and when we see the bad, we don't just point it out and say, "You going to hell, you heathen." We say, "Oh my, there's a much better way to do that. There's a much better way to say that." How many of us are like Christ every day? Well, how many of us are more like the Roman soldiers every day? But God is the God of patience, and He sees just how much of a split personality we have on occasion. He still loves us and keeps us. He still grows us and teaches us. He still loves us every day. Because He is patient, we need to learn to be patient, to be like Christ, knowing that the testing of our faith produces patience. That's one of the things that I missed a long time of, a large part of my life, was asking the right question. Not making a statement like, "I don't deserve this," or asking this question, "Why is this happening to me?" Instead of asking questions that matter, like, "God, what are You trying to teach me in this? God, what can I use in this to bring glory to You? Help me to see the path that this is leading me down and how it's going to honor You." These are the kinds of things we need to be looking at when we fall into various trials. And when we begin to ask these kinds of questions or make these kinds of statements for people to see and hear, "I know this path is leading somewhere and it's going to bring glory to God. I can't see how it's getting there, but I know how it's going to end." Then we can find ourselves counting it all joy. Because we're not expecting our will to be done, we're expecting God's will to be done. Well, that's a big part of the patience factor. Allowing God's will to be done. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. And when we grow in patience, we grow more like our Father in heaven, who is the God of patience. Now, let me ask you this. Had you ever noticed that in Romans when Paul said that about God? Now may the God of patience and comfort. Now, and we say we want to be like our Father in heaven. I want to do a survey. How many of you ever took a survey? Amen. How many of you want to be like your Father in heaven? Just go ahead and raise your hand. Even if it means growing in patience. Yeah, no, growing with patience. You see, it's all about how we ask the questions. It's all about how we look at it, how we perceive it. And Paul says, God, may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, according to the likeness of Christ Jesus, according to the teaching of Christ Jesus, according to the path that Christ Jesus walked and taught us to live and to walk ourselves. The testing of our faith produces patience. And as we grow in patience, we become more like our Father in heaven. Now, that's a wonderful thing. That is really a wonderful thing to know that I am beginning to have victory. How many of you ever asked for victory in your life? God, I need victory in this. Are you patient enough to have victory in that, whatever it might be? Because it takes patience to get from the first blow to the final blow, doesn't it? And victory only comes if you don't surrender. Once you surrender, you've lost. You've given up. You'll never, never be what you're asking to be. We have to become more like our Father in heaven. We have to become more like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It requires us to become a patient people. Christ even is our example. We always want things to happen so fastly and so quickly. God, I've got it all worked out. If we just do this, right? If we just do it this way, by this date, by the time that I'm giving you, if we're going to be Christ-minded, we're going to be like He speaks of Himself. And I want you to hear these words found in John, because this is important to us. A good lesson on how to be patient and be mindful of what it means. Jesus said of Himself, John chapter 6, "For I have not come down from heaven to do my own will, but the will of Him who sent me." Jesus didn't come to do His own will, but the will of the Father in heaven, who's the God of patience and comfort. Isn't it amazing that when we find these words written, James says it in that order, the God of patience and comfort. The trial is where we're growing in patience, but the comfort comes when the trial is over. You see that? You're just not always going to live in comfort. There's got to be a trial for the comfort to follow. The God is the God of all. And He gives us victory in all of these things. And when the trials come, don't get all sad and depressed and gloomy-eyed and weeping and crying out that you don't deserve it. Look at it and say, you know what? God's fixing to do a wonderful thing in me. I can't always recognize what needs working on in myself, but God does. He may send the trial just to work on that one particular spot. Needs to be rubbed out a little bit. Needs to be primed a little bit and then painted again. How many of you ever use sandpaper on a wall? Makes a mess, doesn't it? I imagine it would hurt if I was a wall. I can tell you what it feels like when God starts rubbing sandpaper against my soul. I can tell you about the messes that it has made in my life when the sandpaper needed to be broken out. When I wasn't what I needed to be. When I didn't have patience in my life to deal with things in a proper manner, in a Christ-like manner. When I didn't remember to do the will of my Father in heaven and not my own. God is the God of patience and comfort. Jesus said he didn't come to do his will, but the will of him who sent him. James said, when we have trials, count it as joy because comfort is coming. Comfort is coming. And patience will have its perfect work that we may be perfect and complete and lacking nothing in our life before God. Remember, we're not stacking up trophies in this earth, are we? We're stacking up honorable mentions before God. That's what I want. As I think about it, I'm not even certain that I want a trophy. I just want to be with him. That's reward. That's peace. That's comfort. That's joy to be in the presence of Christ. And to have the hope and the joy of knowing that moment's coming for me, I have to remember to have patience because this world can take our joy away and crush it and tell us there's no reason to have hope. But that's just another trial. And we've just surrendered when we get into those moments. We've just given up and lost. Did anybody blow the trumpet to let God know that we needed him? Anybody standing on the wall to blow the trumpet of warning? God will come. And God will help. And God will strengthen. And when patience has done its work in us, its perfect work in us, then we will be complete and lacking nothing and filled with comfort. And I want to share something else with you just real quickly, because this struck me as I read this. But in Luke, Jesus is teaching a parable. Luke chapter 8, you find these words. But the ones that fell on the good ground, you know what he's talking about, the parable of the sower throwing the seeds. And they had various places that the seed landed, different results with each type of ground that they landed on. But this one just sticks out. But the ones that fell on good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. Do you hear that? The seeds that fall on good ground bear fruit with patience. Are you good ground? That's my question this morning. Do you want to be like your Father in heaven, who is the God of patience and comfort? Do you want to be like Christ and walk through this world with patience and loving kindness toward one another? Do you want to let patience have its perfect work in you so that you are complete and lacking nothing? Do you want to be good ground so that the seed of God in you bears fruit with patience? Wow, it's really amazing how much patience is required in the life of a Christian. From beginning to end, we have to learn to be a patient people. And so I'm asking you this morning to count it as joy when trials come upon you. And know that God is working in you to make you a good and perfect work, a reflection of Himself. And that you are good ground and you will bear the good fruit of God because He has instilled within you the patience to be what He needs you to be. Proverbs 3:13 says this, "Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding." Do you see how important it is for us to be a patient people? To celebrate God no matter what we're facing in life? Because God is with us. And He always will be. And the trials will be with us. And they always will be until we are called home with our Father in heaven. But in that day, and what a joyful day that will be, the trials will have ended. You want to know how God's going to signify that to you? He's going to say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And I want to hear that so badly. I want Him to say, "Joel, it was a rough ride for a while, wasn't it? But here we are. Well done, my good and faithful servant." I want Him to have those words for all of you. But you must begin by believing in Him and walking with Him. And that begins with repentance and forgiveness of sins and faith in Jesus Christ. And if you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior this morning, I am calling on you to come and to know the one who gives you victory through all things and always will be with you, no matter what. Do you know Him? If you do, celebrate. If you need peace, find that peace. If you don't know Him, find the reason to celebrate through the forgiveness of your sins. And do it today while you have this time. Father, I thank You for this day and for Your blessing in it. Lord, I thank You that You have given us Your words to teach us and to strengthen us and to grow us. And Lord, we know and understand that patience is something that just should be filling us, be a part of us, because it's a part of You. And so, Father, we ask for help where we fail and forgiveness and teaching and strengthening so that we can have victory, not for ourselves, but for You. And we ask it to Your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Will you come?